Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan in Charleston, South Carolina. As voting goes on in the Republican presidential primary here today, some believe the race for former Governor Nikki Haley should end here.
I think she needs to give it up because Trump is so far ahead of her.
That Donald Trump supporter has seen the polls, the former president up by some 30 points.
She has probably an impossibly high mountain to climb.
Coastal Carolina political scientist Justin Vaughn.
There's a lot of people here who like Governor Haley but love President Trump.
Haley vows to stay in the race no matter the result, pointing to Super Tuesday early next month. Stacy Lynn has more CBS News.
Well, thank you, Steve. The polls are open right now. They close at 7 p.m. Eastern time tonight. It's been exactly 2 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, and the BBC's James Waterhouse says the Kremlin has the advantage.
It's able to throw more men at this war compared with Ukraine, which has a third of Russia's population. It is able to keep its economy on a war footing, and Ukraine is more reliant on Western help for the equipment, ammunition, and weaponry needed to mount this attack.
And that help is stalled in Congress. A bipartisan aid package passed the Senate but isn't going anywhere in the House. Another balloon was spotted flying high above the U.S. Officials say it doesn't pose any national security threat. KCNC-TV reporter Alan Jeanette.
This time, the military says the balloon is about 50 feet high with a 2-foot box beneath. The balloon last year was 200 feet and carrying the equivalent of 2 train cars of equipment, leading to an international incident.
The last thing I would be doing anytime soon, unless I really wanted to aggravate the U.S., would be to fly a spy balloon over the U.S., right, after all the hoopla that happened last year.
That's University of Colorado Boulder Center for National Security Initiatives Director Ian Boyd. An update on ODI. That's the American spacecraft that just landed on the moon. Steve Altemus is the CEO of Intuitive Machines, the company which built and flew Odysseus.
We have the sun impinging on the solar arrays and charging our batteries. We are providing power to the spacecraft, and we're at 100% state of charge.
It's the first commercial moon landing and the first American touchdown since 1972. Well, maybe they'll learn if the moon really is made of cheese while on that mission. But while we wait, you may want to skip the charcuterie board tonight. The FDA has expanded the voluntary recall of cheddar cheese products from raw farm after reports of people getting sick in 4 states now. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. More people than ever get their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, but many of them still can't get the care they need. Advocates say the list of essential benefits covered by the ACA needs updating. Here's Eric Galatas.
Adam Fox with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says the Biden administration has an opportunity to update the ACA's essential health benefits, services that almost all individual and small employer insurance plans across the country are required to cover. He says all Americans need access to fundamental services.
Like dental, which is currently covered for children but not adults. It should cover the full range of reproductive health services and perinatal and postpartum care for people who are giving birth, as well as hearing and vision benefits.
Some insurers providing coverage through the ACA have warned that expanding essential benefits will drive up insurance premiums and health care costs in general. Fox believes updating essential benefits would actually lower costs and improve the quality of health coverage for all people, whether they get insurance through the ACA marketplaces like healthcare.gov, employer-sponsored plans, or programs like Medicaid.
The reality is many of these services are proactive and preventive care that help people maintain their health and avoid much more costly health interventions are likely to save costs.
It's been more than 13 years since the Affordable Care Act established rules defining 10 categories of health services that most insurance policies must cover. Fox notes many states have not done anything to update or expand benefits.
And what we need is federal action to update essential health benefits, ensure that the full range of whole person care is covered, and that is made a requirement across the country.
This is Eric Galatis. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high of 35. Mostly clear tonight, breezy 29. And breezy for your Sunday, partly sunny 52. In the upper 50s to near 60 on your Monday, but still on the breezy side. Tuesday, breezy and 63 degrees. Right now, 12 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
February 24th, 2024. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's still time for This Week in Waukesha, hour number two, here on WAUK 101.1 FM, 540 AM, The Shaw, and the Civic Media app. I'm your host, Don Brown, coming to you pre-recorded but local here from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in the Walk Radio Studios in the old NAMI building. Right around the corner from Theodora Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And I'm reunited with my good friend Anya, our producer on the board. Always great to be working with you, even if it's just on these rare occasions when we're pre-recording. And then my very special guest, Tyree Pope III, the Pope of Waukesha South. Go Blackshirts!
Go Blackshirts, for sure.
So, we were in the earlier segment, Tyree was talking about how among the three high schools, or four if you include Catholic Memorial, that Waukesha South's like the ugly stepchild of the schools, and in even the Classic Eight. But my wife was telling me recently that my wife's president of the Boosters Club, and a while back, one of the boosters was approached by an eighth grade mom that went and saw all the schools. It said, you go over to West and it's a big shiny, you know, penny that's got the best of we got the best of everything.
Yeah.
And then they eventually made their way to South and they said, from the minute you walked in the door, you felt a very warm hug. There was such a culture of acceptance, inclusion, and community. And she said, whatever you guys are doing, keep it up. And so that's encouraging because my children, in particular, we love the diversity that South has. Mm-hmm. We love the faculty. There's some great programs. I mean, my eighth grade daughter's going to be starting in the Engineering Academy in the fall, and starts her freshman year. Excellent academy. Her older sister was in the Health Academy. Great program. And then just throughout, there's just great.
It's so much to do. I'd say it's a lot of different activities, and whether it's drama, whether it's music, whether it's learning how to be a mechanic.
Right.
There's so many different programs at South that people can get into and, kind of set them up for college if they go that route. And when you say like everyone accepted, I never once like felt unaccepted coming to South, especially. I felt like right away, all the teachers, all the staff, the kids weren't unaccepting, you know, like I felt like everyone was like, oh, we go to South anyway.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I felt. So everyone was just like all in the same boat. And no one thought they were better than one another. It was just everyone's in the same boat. We're just all kids at South trying to get out of South.
Sure, yeah.
And especially with a lot of the diversity and a lot of kids, I'd say in my class, especially my freshman class, we probably had the most diversity in all of the classes that were there freshman year. So it was like most of us, we had all the same lunches and all that stuff. So we got to know each other throughout the year.
That's great.
Even with sports and stuff like that, it kind of became more of a like family.
Love it. Do you still have close ties with many of your classmates from South?
I'd say a group of them. Yeah. A lot of people just disappear.
Sure. Everyone goes their own way or they pursue their dreams. Yeah.
They
part of life.
Disappear off the earth. I feel like.
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah.
Some people really just completely disappear. So you never see them again.
Right.
But some people you kind of keep. I had a bunch of friends that, you know, we've been friends since, because I played AAU with a good amount
of
people who were from Waukesha as well. So we were friends
from different schools
like
too.
Sixth grade, you know, so we've always been friends. So we're still friends to this day and we still keep up with each other. So
Now, when you were with the South basketball program, those were kind of the tough times.
The tough times. I'd say
there's a record.
We had winning records our my junior and senior year.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just came later when the
my freshman year we had a winning record on varsity. Nice.
You were on varsity as a freshman?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I was saying, JV, like, I was on JV as a freshman. Then sophomore year I played varsity.
Okay.
Trash. We were awful. I think we went we won like three games tops that year.
But you're in the classic eight.
Yeah. And I think we might have went like it was the worst. Like half the team quit by the end of the year. It was like no one liked losing.
Yeah.
Then the next year, I think we won about 12, 13 games.
Okay.
My junior year.
Sure.
But
That's good. Yeah.
But you end up playing
in a different conference. That's like 16 or 17 games. So.
Yeah. If we would have played in any other conference, we would have won like 17 games.
Well, this will be heartwarming to you as a black shirt alum, and especially the basketball program was. This week, and in fact, even tonight, the weeknight anyway, in the week, but I believe it was February 19th of 2022, when Waukesha South beat Arrowhead 63-43 to clinch at least a share of the Classic Eight
championship.
Yeah, or it might have been last Thursday, but then all they had to do was beat North, and they did, and they won it outright, but they only had two losses that year. It was early in December to CMH, and then they beat them at CMH. And then the last game against McGuanago was senior night, so they played a lot of the seniors who don't get to play, and they ended up losing in overtime, but it was
it wasn't like a big deal.
They beat McGuanago in an amazing overtime game at Burlington High School in the semifinals to go to the sectional final. It was an unbelievable game.
I've heard, it was a really special team. Telling me about that.
Yeah. So, because the year before, they finally broke the 61-game Classic Eight losing streak. And then they beat, like, Muskego twice. And they had a winning record, and they made the playoffs. I know everybody does, but
61-game
losing streak,
Classic Eight losing streak. That's a lot.
I mean, they had wins outside the conference, but but then.
Yeah, we would always win outside the conference. We'd win big outside the conference, and then the conference, it was tough.
Yeah.
And even if we had a winning season, somehow we always ended up playing the big dogs, Germantown, every year.
In the playoffs.
Yeah. And what can you do? They were like 64-0 while we were in high school. So it's kind of tough. We played them my junior year. And we actually started up, like we started off up. I think we were up. Like 20-14 or something like that.
Wow.
At the end of the first quarter.
Sure.
By the end of the second quarter, it was 49-20.
Wow.
We did not score the second quarter at all.
Yeah.
They had like a 7-foot guy. They just put him at the ball.
Sure.
At the top of the press.
Wow.
And you literally could not pass over him.
That's
so they
amazing.
Got like 15 turnovers in a row and it kind of became a mess. So.
Sure. But no, it's great that you remember that, though. I mean, as hard of a memory as that was, but
it's hard to forget.
Sure. I bet.
Yeah.
So going back to your work on Fair Fight and your other comics, So there's two that have already been completed.
Yep, and then there's the other side, which is a zombie apocalypse story.
Wow.
Within the Fair Fight timeline.
Okay.
And it's about these three scientists trying to cure the zombie apocalypse.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So just new character introductions altogether then.
Yep, new character introduction with some older characters.
Some of the three original superheroes still be involved?
Not in these.
Okay.
Not in these comics necessarily.
Sure. Okay.
But you will see those scientists in Fair Fight at some point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, coming together then.
Yeah, coming together to try and figure out. I don't want to give it away to you.
Okay. Good.
Just trying to figure out.
There's
a lot of things with how they became superheroes.
Okay.
So that's why they would need the scientists to try to help them figure out their new DNA and how it functions and how their powers function and stuff like that.
Wow. That's neat. How does someone, if they're interested in buying any of the comics, any of the volumes, how do they do that?
Well, you can find the first volume on Amazon.
Okay.
And pretty much every bookstore website.
Sure.
And the second and other side you can find on Fair Fight.
Sure. Are you at any of the libraries? Like, would Waukesha Public Library have your...
I wish. I don't necessarily know how to get my... That's the one thing I've been trying to figure out is, like,
I can help you with that.
Having a better way of distributing my books to...
They should be in our public library system.
Yeah, that's what I would like. And that's just been a progress for me. It's like, okay, how...
We have library staff on my show at least once a year, so I'm going to make that an initiative. Because I actually went to look for them on Friday, but... And it's a credit to our libraries. Going to the library on Fridays, like going to the bar, it's packed.
Because everybody's trying to get their book for their weekend, probably.
Yeah, it's very cross generational too, which is exciting to see. And I had a lot going on too. I had to broadcast a game, so I could. It was like Friday afternoon, and I was busy with work and everything, so I didn't. But it was like the line was already 10 minutes for customer service. You know, just to find a book or find a comic book series. So, but I'll get on that. That's my pledge to you, Tyree Pope.
Yeah, I would love that, because just to get it out there and just to show kids. I've done a couple programs
for students.
For students through Waukesha Public School or the district, and it's been really good because the kids really like stuff like that, and they like
the grade schools.
And I did it for, I think it was like eighth grade. I think it was sophomores.
Oh, good. Okay. You came back to your alma mater then?
Yeah.
All right.
A couple seniors. It was all virtual because it was like 2021. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Right after the pandemic.
What a time.
It was all virtual.
Sure.
It'd be like just me talking to a screen of 200 kids on there. The first time was like 200 kids. The second time was like 50.
Sure.
The third time it was like 15. And I was like, okay, this is more comfortable.
We can
talk.
Sure. Yeah. That's neat. Did you find with the smaller crowd there's higher engagement too?
Yeah, and they really wanted to be there. You know, like they really wanted to make their own book. And that's what we did. Like they didn't make their own full book, but we got at least two pages done.
Now, how'd you meet Chandra Kelly? Am I saying her name right?
Kelly.
She's your illustrator. Yeah.
Honestly, I just researched.
And she's local then?
No, she's actually from Indonesia.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so
very neat.
So when I found her, it was in my price range, and she was the best fit.
Oh, that's neat. Have you met face to face yet?
No, never.
Okay, so
we've only had one video call ever. So
nice. We've got more with Tyree Pope III and his award-winning comic series, The Fair Fight, as well as some more in your professional career, which we haven't touched yet here on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK 101.1 FM and the Civic Media app.
Stop smiling. Always love to see her. She means a lot to me, but I know.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Tom Allball Show.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Shaw, WAUK.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
You're listening to This Week in Waukesha on WAUK 101.1 FM and the Civic Media app. And I'm your host, Don Brown, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you pre-recorded and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. And I'm joined, reunited with Anya here on the board, and then my special guest, Tyree Pope III. Really glad to have you here. And I haven't had a chance to talk about some of the lead-in music I've done since the beginning. We'll go backwards. That, of course, was Sam Cooke with Change Gonna Come, a classic song. And that kind of came right on the, shall we say, the ascent of the civil rights movement when that song was released. Mm-hmm. And before that was Bob Marley's Buffalo Soldier. And it's a great, you know, that I'm really looking forward to seeing the movie about that, about Bob Marley. And then before that, we had Gil Scott Heron's with The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. It's still a favorite of mine. I was, I was telling Eli a couple weeks ago when I had that song on, I was managing an Irish pub down in Evanston, Illinois, where I'd lived for many years. And we didn't have TVs. We really wanted to be an authentic Irish pub. The only time we had TVs were if Ireland was in the World Cup or the Bulls. The Bulls were in the NBA final. You know, it was like when Jordan was there, and or when Northwestern had that big run in 95 and won the Big Ten and went to the Rose Bowl. But I remember putting on the chalkboard because people say, how come you don't have TVs? And it really made it fun. It really made it center of the community because people come, they take time to get to know each other. Yeah. And I used to put on the chalkboard, the Celtic revival will not be televised. So, and we, of course, are not televised here on Civic Media. We're all about local radio and local news and the things that matter most to us. And so, again, it's been a real treat having Tyree Pope III here, who's living Black history here in Waukesha and in Milwaukee, a graduate of Waukesha South, forever Black Shirt Nation, yeah. and a Titan from UW-Oshkosh, which I know my wife will be excited to hear. And, and then the second song. Well, you wouldn't really equate it to Black history, but it's Les Paul, The World is Waiting for the Sunrise. But the question, it begs the question with me is, because he was an innovator, mm-hmm. He's a genius. And you hear the guitar, the riff in that song. And I just don't imagine him learning that from like a white guitar teacher.
Yeah.
I know that I finally went to the Club 400 a few weeks ago, that historic, where his family owned. And that's where him and Mary Ford played many of their songs for the first time. But they called it the Club 400 because there was a 400 train that came from Chicago, you know, where El Estacion is now. That was a train station. And people from Chicago would come, they'd get off at Waukesha, and they'd do their different things. And so I imagine there were Black influences in Les Paul's life that shaped a lot of his craft.
Yeah, probably especially with the riffs and how he played guitar, yeah. Especially coming from, you know, blues, popularizing the guitar and
right.
making it... a more popular instrument for people to play. So I would guess
sure.
he would have an influence in yeah. that, just like a lot of kids in that era did.
And certainly we need to learn more on that. And my guest the following week on March 2nd is John Schoenecht, who's with the Waukesha County Historical Society. Mm-hmm. And he was a longtime, I guess, reporter slash, I think, editor with the Waukesha Freeman. And so it'll be interesting to see what he knows about Les Paul's backstory and what I believe to be a black music influence for sure on the guitar. So
yeah, I would guess so, you know.
Sure, sure. And then I have a couple candidates for the Waukesha School Board that'll be on March 9th and talking about how they would like to, again, like the Busted Pencils mission, and I didn't say pencils this time, make education inclusive and acceptable, especially when it comes to our history, mm-hmm. our American history, that we're not a melting pot, we're a mosaic. We are not a blending, but a celebration, a collaboration of cultures.
Yeah.
And so many great things, I think, can come from that. So yeah, looking forward to these next couple of weeks. And,
yeah, that should be fun.
Yeah. So we're talking about some of the other work you do. You do a lot of freelance work, you said.
Yeah, I do a lot of different filmmaking and freelance videography work or freelance. I say freelance in general as a filmmaker can be many things. So
sure.
I am a documentary editor. I've helped edit a couple documentaries for,
yeah, I love documentaries.
They're called 371 Productions. They're an Emmy winning production company.
Okay.
I've worked with them for the last 2 years.
Are they local?
Yeah. Wow. They're moving to Atlanta in May.
So hot Atlanta.
They won't be local for very long.
Oh, that's too
and,
bad.
And I've worked for a different child content. They do more brand ads than I'll say they do different type of brand ads. The brand ad I worked for was on a peach farm in Georgia.
Oh,
and it was like, it's like a mini documentary.
Sure.
It's not a full documentary, but it's like a 5-minute documentary.
That's
you know?
Good though. Yeah, but that's, and, there's a lot you can learn in 5 minutes.
Yeah, and it just.
Especially when you consider everyone's attention span these days.
So. No one really has the attention for a full one unless you're like sitting down. But it's more like, you know, you're getting to know their brand. You're getting to know like how they started. It's a family peach farm, so it's been in for generation and generation.
Okay.
So I did one of those for them, or a bunch of different work for them. And I've just been, ever since I got back to Milwaukee, I've been trying to get my foot in the door in the film world, mm-hmm. which is like kind of a boys club. And you kind of get your foot in the door, and then the door gets slammed in your face because you got to keep going through doors and doors to try to find out where you fit in. And I kind of just realized I don't, I don't really fit in. And
but I think what's great though,
thing.
Yeah, well, I think what's great about this new world we live in with a lot of the virtual accessibilities and other mm-hmm. technologies is that you can determine your own value. And I say this because last year on the show I had a young filmmaker out of New York City on who was promoting as a favor to our mutual family. He had a really interesting science fiction concept out called Capsules. It was about an hour long, but had a great cast. I thought it was very well written, and I'm not a huge science fiction guy, mm-hmm. but it was really well done. And he's opened other genres too. And so I was like, that would be a neat introduction. He went to college at Fordham, and that's what he does is film.
Mm-hmm.
And so if nothing else, it's like, you know, a guy you can bounce ideas against. And so, and I think there's so many among all of us, like our circle of friends, we all know somebody like that, that's on the rise or has a body of experience, but is open-minded to learn more about other young artists like yourself. And especially with the resume that you bring to the table. What were the awards that you won for Fair Fight?
So for Fair Fight, I've won, I won a scholarship or award for, for Carved in Stone, who I then started to work for.
Oh, nice.
And then I won Best TV Pilot at the San Francisco Film Festival.
That's cool.
For the animation.
Okay.
And those are the two awards that I've won for it. And
sounds great. We're going to talk more about Tyree Pope's accolades for his success with Fair Fight, as well as some more local news. And some more here on Black History Month in Waukesha here on This Week in Waukesha, WAUK.
Somebody keep telling me don't hang around.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Voters in South Carolina are hitting the polls today for the GOP primary. This man lives in Charleston and says Donald Trump's legal troubles are politically motivated.
Of course it's politics. They're out to get him. He exposed how corrupt and incompetent our government is, so now they've all turned the tables on him.
But he's leading Nikki Haley by double digits. She says, though, she's staying in the race. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports on the stalled Ukraine aid package.
Senator Schumer said President Zelensky told him if Ukraine gets that new aid package, they will win the war. If they don't, they will lose.
Our David Martin with details on a balloon detected over Utah.
It's described as a small Mylar balloon, about 50 feet tall, with a 2-foot square box hanging underneath it.
Defense Department official tells CBS News it's been assessed and was a hobbyist balloon. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
A big win for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a rough start under new head coach Doc Rivers, the Bucks beat the Timberwolves in Minnesota, 112-107. Giannis with 33 points, Damian Lillard with 21, then went live after the game on ESPN.
A lot of scrutiny about Doc Rivers after the 3-7 start, but this is a very impressive win. From the inside, what has that transition been like?
On the inside, it's been good. I think we understand that. Having our third coach this season, including our interim coach, it was going to take some time, you know, to get adjusted and to kind of reestablish who we want to be and what we want to do on both sides of the ball. And when you're going through that type of transition midseason, you can run up against a team that's just flowing well. You can run up against a team that's just feeling good. A lot of things can happen, and, you know, we just haven't been on the winning side. But I think on the inside, we can feel the tide turning. Just got to do what we do and just keep pushing. That's it.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high of 35. Mostly clear tonight, breezy, 29. And breezy for your Sunday, partly sunny, 52. In the upper 50s to near 60 on your Monday, but still on the breezy side. Tuesday, breezy and 63 degrees. Right now, 12 degrees.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw. And I'm your host, Don Brown, coming to you pre-recorded and local here. And I'm joined by the award-winning creator of Fair Fight Comics, Tyree Pope III. And before we continue our conversation, because Tyree had listed some of the very impressive accolades from his comic book series, a couple of very important community announcements. Today, the 24th, and again, I'm coming to you from the past. You're in the future. But your future is today on Saturday 24th. The Waukesha Firefighters Union is putting on Melodies for Mary, a fundraiser at Knuckleheads Pub in Eagle. I love that name. Doors open at 5. And a band called Detour, which is fronted by a fireman, plays some great like classic rock and a good range of other music. All proceeds go to helping a young girl named a wonderful, delightful 7-year-old girl named Mary Schrader. Cutest little redhead you'll ever meet, whose father, Mark, is a firefighter. Right before Thanksgiving, last Thanksgiving, Mary was diagnosed with leukemia. And so the proceeds raised from this event will go towards helping the Schrader family with Mary's healthcare costs. So I'm hoping I can make it. I have my brother's 40th birthday, but I definitely plan on my family, our business, contributing to that very worthwhile cause. And, big shout out to the firefighters and the union for really making some traction and creating community awareness about this very important cause for this lovely little girl. Excuse me. And then tomorrow, talk about Black History Month at 2 p.m. at the, it's called, there's the Eagle Pub, or no, Knucklehead Pub and Eagle, but then there's the Eagle Club, Eagles Club here in Waukesha and Grandview. Sorry about this. It's the Rotary Club's Winter Blues Party. That starts at 2 p.m. I think it's $10 cash to get in. And there's a really great blues band playing. And the proceeds from that go to support the Rotary Club's annual Waukesha Blues Festival that takes place in August. August 10th is this year's date at Nagawaki Park. And it's been a few years since my wife and I got to go, but it really is a lot of fun, especially if you like blues. And, as someone that lived in Chicago for 20 years, I loved going to not only the Blues Fest, but all those different, like, you know, hole-in-the-wall places that had great blues and got to meet a lot of amazing artists. So I'm hoping to catch that one as well on Sunday, depending on my daughter's softball tournament schedule. So before we were talking about you'd won a scholarship through Carved in Stone as a result of the comic book series. You won best pilot, I think, at the San Francisco Film Festival.
Yep. Best TV pilot. And I forgot a couple. I won another scholarship through Imagine MKE. So, so I pretty much submitted my work and I won that scholarship from them. And then I was the senior writer of the year that year as well through the Waukesha public or school district as well.
Oh, so really?
That was the same year where I taught them how to write and create their own comic books. And then I was the keynote speaker as well.
Wow.
So it was nice.
That's exciting. And yeah, and for a 27-year-old, you know, like that's really quite a resume you've built so far.
Yeah, I hope to keep building and honestly, just kind of building the foundation for myself and so that I can create more, you know, and create opportunities for younger people to create the things they want to create as well. So that's kind of my goal, is to just keep pushing forward and keep creating and creating opportunities for younger kids to show them that they, if they have the spark, they can, you know, follow it and create something as well.
Sure. What, as an artist, like, what do you do to observe Black History Month?
What do I do to observe? I kind of just, I try to know where I come from and know, like, the people who came before me. So who was the Black artist, the Black comic writers before me? How did, I think his name, John Riddle, get into it before me? How did the creator of Milestone Comics get into it before me? And I kind of believe that the storytelling has never changed, you know?
There's a continuity.
Yeah, the basic structure of how you write a love story or how you write a science fiction story or a thriller has never changed since the beginning of film. So I've always been very inclined to watch films starting from 1920s to 1900s, silent films. How did they create, you know, something that, you know, took the audience somewhere without having the same resources that we do today? And I've always been super immersed into the history of film and the history of Black film especially. So that's kind of what during his Black History Month, I've been doing this thing called Black Heroes on Instagram.
Oh, neat.
So each day I've just kind of honored a Black filmmaker or Black entertainment.
Okay.
Someone who's Black in entertainment.
Each day. Okay.
Each day showing you, like, this is a person who's been doing this for 40 years.
Right.
50 years, you know, like, since they were kids, you know, so like, they've really grinded to this point. Now they're the success they are.
Sure.
But at first they were this and now they're this, you know, just showing people that there is people in film that look like you and people in entertainment that look like you. And if they did it from where they're from, they, you can do it as well.
Okay. Yeah. That's exciting. Are there other role models you have, Black role models, like in other, like, say, maybe, especially since you write, like, other writers or other people that were champions in their respective crafts or industries?
People who I really look towards is, like, especially from, like, a mind state of person is a Donald Glover. Just from a mind state of just creating and doing exactly what you want to do in projects and making sure your voice is shown. And then there's Issa Rae, who is always been, she was like the first internet TV show, you know, she
really
the misadventures of the of a Black girl or awkward Black girl.
Okay.
And watching that in high school kind of inspired me to write when I was in college. So that was always someone who inspired me as well. And then another one was, dang, I just blanked on it. Another one, his name's Rick Fumayawa, I think his name is. He's, it's really hard to say his last name, but he directed this movie called Dope in 2015, but he directed another movie called The Wood in like 1998.
Wow.
And that's always been a movie that's been on in my household. And, you know.
What was it called again? I'm sorry.
The Wood.
The Wood.
And so that's always been something that inspired me. And he wrote his story, you know, like The Wood is about his three friends and their experience. As adults and going back to high school. So like how high school affected them as adults pretty much. And that him writing his own story has always inspired me to kind of write my own story. So I've been writing just, you know, different stories about, or it's one show in general. It's about my it's not about my life specifically, but it's about moments in life that I experience that I would like to put on paper in a way.
I just want to jump in that that director's last name is, it's Rick Famuyiwa. So now we have the director of Dope and The Wood. Really, really good films.
Yeah,
I love that. I've never seen The Wood, so I have, that's why I had to ask again. I thought you were talking about something else, but
I can never say his name.
So okay.
Really.
Sure, sure.
When I see it, I just get confused, so I always say it wrong.
Sure.
He's also directed some of the highest rated episodes of The Mandalorian as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's neat. He's a
great director, writer.
Sure, sure. What advice would you say we have for young people on, well, especially like, during Black History Month, but even throughout the year, about how they can expose themselves to their own culture and what they can do to enrich their lives.
Really, if you're trying to do something creatively, really study what came before you and who came before you and how they got there.
Right.
Because the route is not going to change.
Sure.
The route doesn't change. It might look different for you.
Right.
But the route is going to stay the same of how you get there.
Sure.
You kind of got to take from the past and take that same path that they took. It might look, it might turn different than theirs turned, but it still has the same exit, you know, the same, it still is going to lead you to the same thing. So just study the people that came before you and don't let anybody ever drown that spark that you have and that idea, that big idea. Yeah. Don't let people drown it, because people will, and they will try to, you know, undermine your ideas or just always keep that idea strong, you know, like don't let the spark die, you know, like just keep the spark, keep that childlike energy, and it'll come at some point. It might not come when you want it.
Right.
But it'll come when you need it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I've heard that from different writers too, like they'll be driving down the road or ready for bed and like something goes, a light goes off and it's like, okay, I got to stop what I'm doing. And
it happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
I have to, one time when I was in college, my roommate, can attest to this. I just wrote the story overnight and he woke up before it's like 8 a.m. and I was still up and he was like, you still writing? And I'm like, yeah, now I got to go to class. So, so I went to my 8 a.m.
Great
then,
to be young, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, we have more to unwrap here with Tyree Pope III, award-winning creator of the Fair Fight comic series and so many other great. We have to talk about your Comcast, too, here on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK 101.1 FM and the Civic Media app.
Me alive. I've been licked
You're listening to The Shaw at WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, put it together and we'll get.
You're listening to This Week in Waukesha here on WAUK 101.1 FM, 540 AM, The Shaw, and the Civic Media app. And, I'm your host, Don Brown, with Anya on the board, and my very special guest, Tyree Pope III, coming to you pre-recorded on Tuesday evening, the February 20th. So we say hello to you there on Saturday, the 24th. Saturday morning, I hope it's bright and sunny. Like the weather's been this week, it's like gotten up to the 50s. Like it's a nice little
beautiful
pre-spring we're having. Yeah. So Tyree Pope III, we were talking about your accomplishments already as a creator of the Fair Fight comic series. And also, as well as, like, you know, to me, you're living Black history with your accomplishments so far in your 27 years.
Yeah.
And, but we also talked about, like, some, like, influences and advice you have for young people on observing Black History Month and what you do. And in my personal journey, a couple books that really stood out for me were in my freshman year of college, we read Maya Angelou's I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, which I recommend everybody. And then the autobiography of Malcolm X, co-authored by Alex Haley. Mm-hmm. And I just thought those were amazing portraits.
Very good.
Very good. I mean, obviously very sad and you know, moments that make you feel very indignant, angry, and very sad, but also moments of redemption and joy. Mm-hmm. And takeaways for the future, and been probably most importantly, a rich understanding of Black history in America, just like in those two. And they're both autobiographical. So, but what other books would you say have you read or other works that have impacted you or you'd recommend other people in terms of understanding Black history?
Of understanding Black history. I will have to look this up because.
It's no worries. That's why we have cell phones now.
He's also a comic book creator, so I'm trying to figure
very
out.
Cool. Yeah.
Why can I not remember no his worries. Name right now? I
well, while you're looking too, this guy's going to get crazy, but you also have this Comcast, so I want to make sure we have time to talk about that.
The podcast?
So, yeah. Podcast.
Oh, yeah. So, I have a podcast called Kicking It with Tyree, where I interview creatives, musicians, actors, directors. I've been doing it since 2017. That's when I started.
Wow. So you're quite a...
Yeah, I've been doing it for a while. Okay. I'm pretty comfortable doing it.
Sure.
And I started doing it. I had the idea while I was in my econ class. So I was in econ class. Listening to this six 9 German man talk all day.
Sure.
I get distracted all the time. So I used to either doodle or in this time I kind of just wrote down kicking it retiree. I just wrote it down.
And
I was
like,
well, and it kind of just happened. Like I just wrote the entire thing out in what it was going to be and how I wanted to do it. And it somewhat happened the way I wanted to do it.
Sure.
But part of it never kind of saw its way through.
Okay.
It's still a podcast. But there was a lot of different elements.
Sure.
I wanted to pull in and it was a little adventurous, you know, a little too much, you know, for where we were at the time. And it just got a little too much at the point being in college, and it was just two of us filming and stuff like that. But I've done like 100 interviews and counting. So I just started back up this year as well. So
okay.
It's been amazing to do. It kind of opened the doors for everything I do now. So it's like, it's always something that I keep near and dear to myself, because I feel like it opened all the doors for me to do the things that I do today.
Okay. Terrific. That's fantastic. What else? What haven't we talked about that you want people to know about Tyree Pope the III?
What haven't we talked about? That, you know, I love to give back. I love to, you know, give knowledge to the next generation and the next people coming up under me who want to be creators. I'm always always someone who's willing to help somebody and you know, pursue their idea, whether I can help or whether I can just be
you can guide them,
in a way, just saying, hey, you should probably do this or this. These are the steps you need to take.
Yep.
These are the things you need to get. I get a lot of people asking me about that, like, okay, what do I need to get to be a videographer or be a filmmaker? What do I need to buy? What do I need to get? I'm like, really, you just need to get this, and don't get distracted in the money.
Sure. Yes.
Or don't get distracted by the new things.
Yep.
There's always going to be something new. There's always going to be a next. And that's, but I'm always, like I said, I'm always willing to give back and continue to help other people grow as much as I am as well.
Sounds great. So if Dan Schreier is listening or any other Waukesha school educators, that we've got a great resource then to talk to your kids.
Yep. And I have a couple times and
right, as you have before.
I've spoken to Wes before, just about college and stuff like that. And
good.
I don't know how good I was. I think I was too honest.
Okay. Hey.
I think I
better to be honest than to be a snake oil salesman, right? Or whatever they call it, or a con artist. So, but it goes without saying that Black Shirt Nation thanks you. City of Waukesha thanks you for all that you've achieved so far in your young life and sharing your craft with the world and for helping us honor Black History Month here in Waukesha. I hope we can have you on the show soon. Mm-hmm. And, remember, to those of you listening, you can find Tyree Pope III on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and be sure to check out Fair Fight Comics.
Yep, fairfightcomics.com.
Yep. And then don't forget the Melodies for Mary fundraiser at Knuckleheads Pub and Eagle tonight for 7-year-old Mary Schrader and her battle against cancer. And please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Thank you again for joining us on This Week in Waukesha, and see ya!
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Matt Nair. there on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my birds.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You are listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Upside.
I'm Stacy Lynn. We begin in South Carolina, where voters are hitting the polls for the state's Republican primary. CBS's Robert Costa is in Charleston with more on the Trump-Haley face-off.
It's a high-stakes day for the former governor.